Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1166. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi and Zisa. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lurafush Leme Yosef Ben Reuma. Getting back to our Malacha of Shoychet, slaughtering. Okay, we spoke about the last couple of Shirim in reference to the introduction as to what Shoychet is all about. So we established the fact Shoychet slaughtering is not just when one takes a knife and slaughters an animal. We said it's the taking of life of any creature. And even to the extent we spoke about insects, we spoke about regular animals, and even to the extent if one removes a fish from water, it's also, even though you don't actually kill the fish, you just remove it from its life source, we said that was also the malacha of Shoychet, slaughtering. Now, there's another part of Shoychet which brings down, it brought in the Mishnah Berurah, but just to explain it, he brings it down in the English section in the Sefer Shabbos home on page 357, explaining the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah in conjunction all together. So he says like this, there's something called drawing blood, right? If somebody makes themselves bleed, whether they scratch themselves, whether sometimes by flossing some people bleed, they have a cut, they scratch themselves, or they could squeeze you know, the skin, and it's somebody might have a pus pimple and they make themselves bleed by squeezing it. These are various different, we'll see some of the examples as we go down the line. So he explains like this, the malacha of slaughtering of Shoychet includes not only a full-fledged killing, but he says even a partial killing, not a full-fledged killing, but even a partial killing. What do we mean by a partial killing? We'll explain. So he says, therefore, one is forbidden under the malacha of slaughtering of Shoychet to cause blood to flow from any living being. We'll explain that. But so what do we mean? Whether it's a human, whether it's a non-human, whether it's an animal, to cause blood to flow in any way from a human, from any living being in general, falls under the category of Shoychet, slaughtering. Okay, be it whether deraisa, derabanan, and we'll talk about that in a minute. So he says like this. He says, how do we know? What is drawing blood? What is making oneself bleed have to do with Shoychet slaughtering? We know Shoychet slaughtering, right, is killing, right, or removing something from its life source, like a fish, taking it out of water, whatever. What does drawing blood have to do with killing? Why is that a partial killing? So he explains, in conjunction, again, like we said, from the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, and so on, this is derived from the verse, from the Pasuk, says quite a number of times in the Torah, Ki Adam Hu Hanefesh, that the blood is the life. Blood is the life source of a person. The verse, this pasuk where it says Kidam Adam Hu Hanefesh, that the blood is actual life source of a person. And if a person knows, right, everybody knows, you go to the doctor, you take a blood test. Why do you take a blood test for? Why does somebody have to take a blood test? In mamish, in the blood. It's amazing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the body. Mamish, in the blood, the doctor, they take a test, they test the blood, and they can see everything. They can see the person's sugar, cholesterol, how their liver is doing, the kidneys, and the whole story. The blood, mamish, is the life source of a person. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this beautiful thing whereby you can see everything going on in the body from this blood. So Hadaki Adam Hu Anefesh, the blood is a life source. This pasuk, he says, tells us that a creature's very life force is contained in its blood, like we just explained, and the same thing would go by an animal. It follows that any loss of blood constitutes some small measure of death, right? So when a person bleeds or an animal bleeds, okay, good, Rahman al-Son, they don't die, right? But there is some small measure of death because of the fact that ki adam hu anefesh, the dam is the actual life source. A person doesn't have blood in the body, Rahman al-Son, it's over, case closed. So when they lose a little bit, so it's some small measure of taking away some sort of their life source. So therefore, he explains further, therefore, one who causes blood to flow on Shabbos has violated the malacha of Shoychet, slaughtering. Now, even it might be, you know, you say, well, a small amount or whatever the case is. Now, obviously, there's various different ways of doing that, like we've spoken about, even by taking a life of a creature, bechlal, but when a person makes themselves bleed or an animal or whatever the case is, there's a purpose for it, or sometimes there's not a purpose, you know, for whatever the case is. So that's already dependent on whether it will be a deraisa or malach shein tzricha legufa, like we said. So he says, under Torah law, under the Isser min ha-Torah, the prohibition the isra against causing blood to flow applies only if it is done for a beneficial purpose. In other words, to say whereby somebody is actually chayev when they make something bleed, an animal or a person itself, he says it applies only if it's done for a beneficial purpose. In other words, the blood is needed for testing, or there's some beneficial purpose coming out of the making the either animal or person bleed. But obviously, Chazal, however, prohibited one to cause blood to flow even for a non-beneficial purpose. For example, somebody squeezes blood from a wound, right, or something along those lines, or they scratch themselves, or whatever the case is, in case and times whereby one makes themselves bleed, or they cause blood to flow, and there's no real beneficial purpose for it, it's still osir midrabbanan. So either way you cut it, it cannot be done. One is not allowed to make themselves or any living creature bleed on Shabbos. Okay, just to read real quickly from the Mishnah Berurah, how he brings it down. Now it's Simon Shin Tezayin. Our Simon Shin Tezayin, which spoke about the Melach of Tzad trapping, also deals with many of the questions of the Melach of Shoychet slaughtering. So that Shin Tezayin deals with those two, Tzad and Tzad trapping and Shoychet slaughtering. So the Mishnah Berurah explains it coming off the Mechaber in Sif Ches. We're not going to get into the whole thing right now, but he says an interesting thing. He says, again, like we just said, that it has to be for a positive purpose. But if somebody, let's say for whatever reason, somebody just wounds an animal, they hit an animal, they make it bleed, so then you're dealing with the Ilav Hachi, he says, Hu Bechlal Mekalkel Upater. It'd still be Osir, Potter, Avil Osir, but let's say one hits an animal, whatever the case is, makes them bleed, so that would be Mekalkel, a form of Mekalkel, in other words, destruction. But it's still usher, obviously still usher to do. As we go down the line with the various different shailas that come up, we'll try and, get into the various different issues, whether it's Rabban and the Raisa, but be it as it may, just, to establish the foundation of what it's all about, it's just the summing up on today's shir. And we have to understand that it's not just a question of slaughtering, it's not just a question of killing, but even a small, making one bleed or an animal or something like that bleed, any type of blood loss, and one causes the blood loss that is running, albeit whether the Raisa or the Rabbanan, depending on how it's done, whatever the case is, but that falls under the Malacha of Shoychet slaughtering. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, he goes on to say also that sometimes a person hits an animal and the animal bleeds and it makes it easier to capture it. Okay, so that would be maybe possibly the Raisa. We're not going to get into all these, all the practical applications right now. And also in general, nobody's going out and hitting animals and trapping animals like we spoke about last time and killing animals per se. It applies more, the practical applications would apply more towards the human body. In other words, a person scratching themselves, flossing, making their gums bleed, or squeezing a pus pimple, these type of things which we'll try and talk about. So we're not getting right now into the various different, if a person hits an animal and kills the animal, then he has the animal. That could be possibly along the lines of a derisa shtickle that brings down the Mishnah Berurah. I don't want to get into the whole lumdus right now. We want to try and get to the actual practical applications which would apply on a weekly Shabbos. Okay, we'll continue next time and hopefully get more into some practical applications. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Bracha Kol Tov.